With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A year into the pandemic, the ag workforce is now eligible for vaccinations, and employers are wasting little time preparing for the arrival of seasonal workers. Bottom line, John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says we're better prepared this year than we were last.
We can verify people who may have been exposed, whether they have contracted it through having enough testing resources. But really, once you've been vaccinated, you should be in really good shape for not transmitting or contracting the virus.
Devaney says the vaccine allows workers and employers alike to feel more secure.
Public health officials are very science-based, which means they wait for conclusive evidence and proof in large populations before they change their guidance. But so far, all of the recommendations coming out of the CDC show a loosening of restrictions for people who have been vaccinated.
Confidence, Devaney says, this year is high.
We think that the vaccinations will be protective. The state agencies, health and labor and industries, have not yet changed their guidance as they wait for updated guidance from the Centers for Disease Control on what are appropriate precautions for vaccinated populations.
Devaney says the industry is keeping up with the latest information about protections and vaccinations and passing that on to workers and employers. For those who may hesitate on getting vaccinated, Devaney says some employers are even offering time off and cash incentives. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.